we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Paul just told me, mic on, mic off, mic on. I feel like the Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off. My name is Bob Arthurs, and believe it or not, I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, and you are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. It's a pleasure for us to have the next half hour to spend with you as you are either traveling to work or listening at home. However you may be listening, we thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. As I was coming into the studio here, I happened to notice that right by the water fountain, I stopped to get a drink of water because no one likes a dry preacher. And I noticed that there's a plaque there that says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. That's what we've been talking about here on the Refresh Radio broadcast for several broadcasts. We are talking about that abiding, connected relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit, that it will produce in us a spiritual fruit, the fruit of love, the fruit of joy. And right now we are talking about the fruit of peace. There are many people who may not feel like God wants you to have a life of peace. We had a dog one time that had come into our life because it was a runaway someone had found while they were at school. They brought it home to their mother, and their mother already had a dog and was taking care of an ailing parent as well, and just could not handle another dog. And so they had done an extensive search trying to locate the owner throughout the college town where it was found, and he wasn't able to keep it there at school, so he brought the dog home. Well, the mother ended up putting it up on a company classified site that for the company my wife works for, and we were looking for a dog that would fall in love with our son. The first dog that we got from the pound. It fell in love. Instead of falling in love with our son, it fell in love with my youngest daughter. So we got this second dog. That dog we thought would fall in love with our son, and it fell in love with our middle daughter. And finally we got a third dog, and it fell in love with our son. And so and she's still doing well. But this dog that we got that was a runaway, I was wondering why when the dog ate, it inhaled its food so rapidly, and one day, I mean, he might taste his food, but it was doubtful. He scarfed it down pretty quick. And I felt like God said, you know, he's still got that runaway nature in him where he doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. Even though you all feed him regularly, he's still got the mindset of a runaway where he might go days without eating. And so he eats because he never knows. He eats in the way that he does because he never knows if he's going to, how long it's going to be until he gets to eat again. And a lot of people live life that way, that they have not had the provision. They carry into Christianity some of their old mindset. And today I want you to know that God has a blessing for you, and that is the blessing of God-given peace when you walk in covenant with him. I don't know if I can drive this point home strong enough, what a connection there is between covenant relationship with God and the peace that becomes ours because God wants it to be ours. Today, you don't have to live life like a runaway. You can live your life under the blessing and the peace of God. God wants you to have it. And so I want to take you to Numbers chapter 6. This is a powerful passage of Scripture. It is a familiar passage of Scripture. I'm only going to read a few verses today as we look at this fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. It says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, Numbers chapter 6, verse number 22, now verse number 23, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the priestly blessing. It is how Aaron was supposed to bless the children of Israel, not just his kids, not just the Levites, but the children of Israel, the covenant people of God. This was the blessing that they were supposed to have. In verse number 27, it says, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. It was a blessing with a purpose. It was a blessing that was to manifest their identity that they have in God, that they would be known as God's children, and that it would set them up for blessing. I tell people this, one of the things that the devil does is he sets you up to fail. God sets you up to succeed. God wants you to prosper in his hand. And so let's look at this covenant blessing that was supposed to be pronounced over all the children of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I don't hear a negative thing in there. I don't hear one negative thing in there. There are too many people living under pronouncements that others have made that weren't blessings, they were curses. You are too stupid to amount to anything. You are too poor. You come from the wrong side of town. Your skin color is the wrong color in order for you to be blessed. I want you to know all of those are lies from the pits of hell. I'll say that again. If you are living feeling as if you are destined for a life of curse instead of blessing, you are living under a lie from the pit of hell. God wants his people living under his blessing. And so here a few weeks ago, I was in church and a revelation hit me just because of a song that we were singing during worship. And it said, to God be the glory. And it was a rhema moment for me in my spirit there where I said, God, Merit Assembly of God, to God belongs the glory at Merit Assembly of God. It's not about me. And so God, however much glory you want from Merit Assembly of God, I want you to manifest that here. It belongs to you. All of it. It's not about me. Merit Assembly of God is not the Arthur's family business. We just are privileged to serve there. We're not looking to consolidate things unto ourselves. We are looking to broaden the table of leadership so that others can bring in their giftings. My wife and I operate from this mindset. We try and work ourselves out of jobs. Somebody comes in and my prayer is that they will be able to do the job better than I do. And so we have a worship leader. She is better at it than I am. We've got an excellent office manager. She is phenomenal. She is, I don't want anybody getting any ideas out there, but she's probably one of the best office managers in Brevard County. And I told her that one time, and she said, just in Brevard County? And I said, well, I don't know all of the other ones. She is phenomenal. She is a blessing to our church. And she's better at office management than I am. I'm thankful for that. She keeps me in track. And my family, because they are children of God as well, they are serving actively at Merit Assembly of God. And we've asked them to take off some of their hats and give those hats away to other people, because we don't want to steal anyone's opportunity of service away from them. And so our goal is to, you know, there's enough ministry to go around that if somebody comes in with a gifting that we can utilize and it frees us up to do something else, that's exactly what we strive to do. Now, we also realize that ministering to boys and girls and young people is an extremely important ministry, because the battlefield that is being waged for the ability of the church to influence young people is a very intense battlefield. It is intense on moral purposes. It's intense on sexuality purposes. It's intense on spiritual grounds. It is an intense battlefield. And so we're not going to allow them to go unministered to. So we take youth and children's ministry very seriously at Merit Assembly of God. So let's look at this and say, how does God want his covenant people? How does he want them blessed? The Lord bless you. And I'm just so thankful for that. There is a degree of happiness in the blessing of the Lord. This is the opposite of a curse. The Lord bless you and keep you. It's not because God is looking to throw you away to the wolves. And I taught at a previous church. I got asked to fill in for a couple of weeks while one of the ministers was away. And I said, well, what could I possibly teach in a couple of weeks? And I prayed and I ended up teaching in the book of Jude, 25 verses. And what I thought would just take a couple of weeks, because I really wasn't all that long-winded back in those days, instead it took me like 6 weeks. And one of the principles that I understood from the letter of Jude right before Revelation is what a tremendous keeper God is. There's a Greek word called T-E-R-E-O. It means to keep, to guard, to protect. It is under God's watchful eye. There are certain things that God is keeping away from you because they abandoned their position of authority. They launched an assault against man that God found totally unacceptable. And so there are enemies that God is keeping away from you. He has intervened on that situation. There are other things that he is keeping us protected. He's making sure that none of the fiery darts, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, raise up the shield of faith, but whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. There is a protection from God. I want you to realize today that God is your greatest security system. There are some people who abuse that and believe, well, because I knelt and bowed my head and closed my eyes and I said a prayer, that I can go out and do whatever I want to now. I want you to know that that's not the type of situation that God wants you. He wants you living like a child of God, not living like a child of the devil. There are other people who live so insecure that if they don't feel like a child of God at the moment, that they forget that they're a child of God, and then they're living in fear all over again. I want you to understand that being a child of God is because you've been born again, and you are being trained and disciplined by the Father in the family business so that you can represent him well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Okay? God wants you blessed. The devil wants you cursed. God wants you protected. The devil wants you vulnerable. I'm actually missing two joints on my right ring finger from a childhood accident. A lot of times people come up to me and say, how did that happen? And it, depending upon who you are and how well I know you, will depend on the answer that I give you. If I'm somebody that I'm feeling kind of playful with you, I'll make up a story, and tell you that, and then I'll get around to telling you the real story. Young people, I tell them, in actuality, I was supposed to be in church one Sunday morning, and instead I was playing baseball with my brother. My brother kept throwing he was younger than I was, and so he kept throwing the ball over the fence, our neighbor's fence. We were told we weren't supposed to climb the fence, and this was in March, and my great-grandmother had given me a $5 drugstore ring for Valentine's Day. It was a ring I had on my right ring finger. I still have the ring. And when I climbed up on the fence, the ring hung up on a nail that was sticking up. And when I jumped over, the finger came off. And there are a lot of people said, so you mean that God punished you for skipping Sunday school? And I said, no, that's not what happened at all. There are a lot of people who are thinking that God is out there and he is abusive. I want you to know that's not what happened. What happened on that day was I positioned myself in a place where the devil could take advantage of me, and he did. If you give the devil access to your life, he will take advantage of that open door. But as long as you and I are walking in a connected relationship with God, I can assure you this, you're protected. Romans chapter 8 tells you that there is nothing in heaven or on earth that is going to be able to pluck you from God's protective hand. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. You know, we were blessed to have a grandchild here a little over a year ago, just a bundle of joy. And one of the things that begins to take place in a child's life is people start looking and asking questions like this. Does he look like the dad or does he look like the mom? And so of our children, one of our children is said to look like me. One of our children is said to look like my wife. And one of our kids is kind of has features of both. And so depending upon who they're with at the time, they will either look like my wife or myself. And that's just the way it is. I want to ask you, who do you resemble? If people were to look at you and look at your walk, would they say that the Lord's face is shining upon you? Now, I don't know how God speaks to everybody else, but I was processing this verse one day, and I came to this, and it's like, the Lord make his face to shine upon us. And we are to be a reflection of the Lord. We should have the characteristics of our Heavenly Father. We should not be resembling children of the devil. And I happened to see one of these car commercials and remembered the process of refining. And I'll tell you the refining part. The refiner in ancient times would continue to heat up and purge the dross away from the metal that he was refining until he could look into that element that was being refined and he could see his reflection. And I believe that God is still working in all of our lives so that when people see us, they see Jesus. They see not the physical characteristics, but that they see his reflection. They see his character. I don't know how many people said, I don't have a problem with God, I have a problem with his kids. Now, many of those people are looking for an excuse. You listen, if you're going to be a child of God, there is going to be a discipline process. There is going to be a correction process, because he is going to purge issues out of our life. I believe that many of the situations that we go through bring things to the surface so that God can skim them out of our lives. We've just got to be willing to let it go. And the end result causes us to be a better reflection. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the favor of God be manifest to you. What would it mean to you today if I told you that God was for you? That he wanted to be a blessing to you? It said, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And then I want to conclude this last part of the broadcast today with this. And give you peace. And give you safety. They are getting this priestly blessing while there are enemies that are trying to destroy them. And Aaron pronounces peace over them. There is only enough food that is gathered each day for that day. And Aaron pronounces peace upon them. They are wandering around in very harsh conditions, and Aaron pronounces peace upon them. There were people who, as they were wandering around in the wilderness, refused to grant them access as they traveled from one point to another. They said, no, you're not going to get to walk through our territory. You've got to go around, and we will gather our armies against you to do that. And God said, I want you to pronounce peace upon them. There were no clothing stores, and so Aaron pronounced peace upon them, and their sandals did not wear out. Their garments did not wear out. They lived in divine provision. God pronounced peace over them so that there was literally a water source that followed them. The New Testament says it was the rock of Christ, and it followed them throughout the wilderness to make sure that they had water to drink. Do you realize that some of the most impoverished people in America live in conditions that are better than most of the world has in its entirety have ever had at their disposal? Now we feel like we're really sacrificing if we don't have cable television or satellite TV. We feel like life is extremely challenging if everybody in the family doesn't have a car, not just whether there is a car in the family or not. We feel as if we are being deprived if we don't have a cell phone. We feel as if we are really suffering on so many different levels, and we fail to realize how truly, truly blessed we are. And so I want to encourage you today to realize that God is not withholding his peace from people. He wants to give it to them. There's not a shortage of peace anywhere. And I will tell you why. I want you to turn over to the book of Judges, chapter 6. I'm going to get there myself. And this is, well, let me just read chapter 6, verse 1 through, let me see where it is. Well, we're not going to read from verse number 1. Let's begin reading at verse number 16. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you." And he said, "I will wait until you come back." So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth," and he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and the fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and unleavened bread, and the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, so Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Then the Lord said to him, "Peace with you. Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Here, God once again bestows peace and says, "Look, don't be afraid. Peace be with you." And Gideon responded, and he built an altar, and this is one of the places where the name of God is mentioned in a manner in which it reveals his character, and it says, "The Lord is peace." God, peace. God is peace. And he wants to give you himself. He wants to give you peace that passes understanding. He wants to give you peace that is beyond just comfort. He wants to give you a security, knowing that you are safe, that he is your salvation. He wants you to know that he's got your welfare in mind. He wants to bring you to a place of completeness. Too many people are looking to other people to bring them completeness when God is waving his hands and saying, "I'm here. I will be your wholeness. I want you to live a full and finished life. I want you to be blessed today. I want you to walk in the peace of God because I am peace." If you banish God from your life, then you are banishing peace from your life. You don't want that. Don't banish God. Don't banish his peace and then complain about all of the suffering that you're going through. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Be blessed today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."